I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Appeals by two former Atlanta public school teachers convicted 3 years ago in the district's cheating conspiracy scandal will not be heard by the Supreme Court of Georgia. According to the AJC, the Supreme Court rejected the petitions for an appeal from Tamara Cotman and Angela Williamson yesterday. That means a ruling last August by the Georgia Court of Appeals that upheld their convictions still stands. 11 former educators were convicted of racketeering in the APS test cheating conspiracy, in which they changed students' answers on standardized tests in order to qualify for pay raises and bonuses. The Supreme Court of Georgia has a new Chief Justice. Presiding Justice Harold D. Melton was unanimously elected to succeed Justice P. Harris Hines, who's retiring at the end of August. Justice Melton was appointed to the Georgia Supreme Court by then-Governor Sonny Perdue in July of 2005. Justice Melton will be sworn in on September 4th in the House chambers at the state capitol. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is proposing new guidelines for how the city responds to requests made under Georgia's Open Records Act. In a letter to the city council on Monday, Bottoms said she wants to establish an official records custodian for the city and implement mandatory open records training for all city employees. According to the AJC, the letter came days after the newspaper and WSB-TV filed complaints with the Georgia Attorney General's office, alleging a pattern of political interference with open records requests at City Hall. A man convicted of robbing and killing an off-duty prison guard is set to be the second inmate executed in Georgia this year. State Attorney General Chris Carr announced this week that 40-year-old Robert Earl Butts Jr. is scheduled to die on May 3rd at the state prison in Jackson. Butts and 41-year-old Marion Wilson Jr. were convicted and sentenced to death in the March 1996 slaying of Donovan Corey Parks. Butts and Wilson allegedly asked Parks for a ride outside a Walmart store in Milledgeville, then fatally shot him a short distance away. Wilson's case is pending before the U.S. Supreme Court. Noted business and civic leader John Williams died unexpectedly yesterday. In addition to his personal success in the real estate development business, Williams co-founded the Cumberland Community Improvement District and was the first chairman of the Cobb Galleria Authority, which owns and operates the Cobb Galleria Center, SunTrust Park, and the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Williams also served as a two-term chairman of the Cobb County Chamber of Commerce, as well as on the board of directors for the Atlanta Falcons. Williams is survived by his wife, Nancy, three children and two grandchildren. John Williams was 75 years old. And a reminder of an important deadline, today is the last day to file your taxes without being subject to penalties and interest on any taxes owed. If you've waited until the last minute, you are not alone. The IRS says roughly 20% of Americans file their taxes within a week of the deadline. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.